I'm stuck in the chicken coop. Oh, man.
Entertaining, are you?
This is fantastic.
Uh-huh. There's a latch there so that it doesn't lock on me.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hey, friends. This is Annette, and this is our Azure Farm podcast, where we're going to talk about all things farm, family, home, and all things in between. We hope you enjoy it. Hello, Farmily. I hope you are doing so good today. I have been doing all sorts of gardening things lately. It seems like when it rains, it pours. And sometimes that happens with your harvest. Depending on what you're growing, all of a sudden there's lots of stuff to pick and not enough time. I'm like, Jared, help me. Jared's like, what do we have to do today? I'm like, we must pick peaches, must pick blueberries, must pick tomatoes.
You made it sound a little bit more miserable than I think
No. Oh, well.
What do we have to do today?
No.
It's like...
It's actually the really...
Eeyore.
No. It's actually the really exciting part.
You have to pick the fresh, ripe peaches.
We did just get a whole lot of peaches, and now you got to put them... Eat them and do stuff with them. But every year... The plan is, this does not mean it gets executed perfectly, nor does this necessarily happen, but the plan is to plant things in a different place than we had planted them before. So move things around, try something new, shake things up.
Well, I think we try and do this every year based on the idea of giving land rest from different types of plants because different nutrient levels change depending on what you plant. So we always try and move plants around.
Like rotate your crops.
But in this year, we tried something different. Okay.
Well, we really tried something different, which is we planted most of what I would call our summer garden. So tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, that sort of thing, in a completely different part of the garden. But not only a completely different part of the garden, some of those beds we had never planted in at all. And so they were just kind of sitting there. And so I'll go more in detail, as will Jared, on some of the things about that. But here's my fun story about this area of the garden. I was out there, you know, just doing my thing, picking some tomatoes, going from plant to plant with my cute little garden basket, excited about harvesting. And then I saw this one plant that was looking, I don't know, a little different. Missing lots of leaves. And I was like, interesting. I feel like that's not a good sign. I recently just heard that when you're missing a lot of leaves and your tomato plants look like little sticks, there could be a hornworm. I'm literally telling myself this as I am picking the tomatoes. I've heard hornworms are massive. They could be really big. They basically kind of look like the plant, so you don't really know where they are. And literally, I turn because these plants are now, how tall do you think they are? Like 5 feet?
Sure.
Okay. So it's about eye level with me. So I literally turn my eye and there's this leaf of a tomato with a gigantor, the largest thing I have seen in my entire life in terms of a grub, worm. I can't say it was like disgusting looking because it was kind of cute. It was green with like little stripes. It was the biggest hornworm I've ever seen, and it was eating our tomato plants, which is something I had never had before. I've heard of hornworms, I've seen pictures, but to see one in person was quite alarming. And so here's what I told Jared. I said, Jared, look. Jared came inside and I said, wait, don't take it off the plant because I'm going to take a picture of it. And then what did I do?
I said, well, I'll go back and get it. And then there was a lot of forgetting that happened.
We made dinner and all of a sudden I was like, oh, we forgot the hornworm. So I go back, search for the hornworm. It had moved spots, and I did find it. I did. But the interesting part about this whole story is that a lot of things have been happening in this area of the garden that we've never experienced before.
Yeah, so let me respond with the hornworm comment. Someone the other day was telling us about hornworms, and I'm thinking, hornworms.
Yeah, right.
That's because you don't have good soil. We would never have a hornworm in our garden. We've never seen one, right?
No, we've never had
never
one.
Seen one. So I'm like, literally, I
you
think...
You did the, say that. You did, like, say that.
I think the next day, I'm like, in the garden, seeing this hornworm, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And but there's reasons for that, which we will now begin to reveal.
Oh.
In this episode.
Secrets.
Of Secrets Revealed.
Jared's garden. Let's remember last week's episode when you talked about your soil secrets. So,
oh man, I didn't do anything with that.
Yeah. Okay. Go
Welcome
on.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Go Soil Yourself.
Exactly. Garden secrets.
Garden
part one.
Secrets that will make you soil yourself.
If you didn't hear last week's episode on that, you're going to have to listen to it because, well, yeah. Jared decided that he's a soil expert, and then it just went down a big, long rabbit hole of Jared repeatedly speaking of soiling yourself. So anyways, so go ahead, soil guy. Tell us your thoughts on the tomato plants. Go on.
All right. So every year we try and move them around. There's these back beds that we really haven't ever planted tomatoes in. And we thought, you know what? This is the year. Let's move them back there. Well, we've got these raised beds. The soil was a little lower in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, I need to build these up some. You know, when you pull weeds and things, sometimes you get soil you're pulling out, throwing it outside your garden. That's a painful lesson. So basically, I'm like, all right, well, we got to put stuff in here. So I start to put the ingredients I know to put in beds. And I'm like, yeah, all right, we built it up. Pretty good. Let's go.
It's looking good.
Looking good. Let's plant. Well, then as Annette said, we just kept seeing these issues. Tomatoes with issues on them, spots.
Like low calcium, like signs of low calcium
low
in the
calcium.
Tomatoes. So if your tomatoes on the bottom of them have like a blackened, more blackened spot, and they're not fully developing all the way whole. It's like they're halfway developing, and then they're kind of blackened on the bottom. That's usually a sign of lack of calcium. So
we saw that. We've seen bugs eating them, and I'm like, what? Bugs? Like, I'm so... This is against my religion. Bugs eating my produce. The plant leaves haven't looked real healthy.
Like maybe lacking nitrogen. They're more on the yellow versus the green side of things.
Yeah, and we've got some tomatoes in other spots that don't really look like this. And I'm like, what's happening right now? This is not my garden. I'm embarrassed. And then we got hornworms. Well, so I have this belief. It's a little radical, but like disease in humans... It's actually revealing like, hey, we've been doing something wrong. It's time to correct course. And I believe the same thing in the garden. Like if bugs are eating your produce, I don't think the immune system of the plants is as healthy as it should be. Now, there's some circumstances where that's not true. But for a pretty good
general rule.
Healthy produce with all the right bacteria and things, bugs eat and they don't like and they move on.
Or you'll have the good kind of bugs.
Yeah, sure. But in this case, it's like all under attack. And I think the assumption I made was I did enough. Yeah, the soil's pretty good. But clearly this season has proven no, not the case at all. And we're finding out all these things, which are hard lessons to learn because you put the same amount of work in.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're getting tomatoes that have these issues and hornworms eating things. And it doesn't make for as healthy of either healthy of a plant or as tasty of tomatoes. And so I think the lesson for me is you don't want to assume things. And I just assumed, yeah, I'll do my magic and the soil's great. I skipped over a few steps. I was a little lazy. I put way too much peat moss. Probably got a little cheap. And I'm like, yeah, just fill the beds with peat moss. That'll help. But I did the ratios, I think, wrong. So I got lazy there and just assumed, yeah, it'll work. The truth of the matter is, no, it didn't work. Like, if you know the right way to do something... Do the right thing and don't make assumptions where assumptions shouldn't be made. So we are paying for our sins of assumption right now.
Your tomato sins. that's an interesting way to put it. I think we've got a few blog posts on soil. Jared kind of has like a soil recipe. And then we also have a couple of videos on our homegrown platform on soil and on tomatoes as well. And just to kind of give some more insight on what your soil needs to have and what are ways to grow healthy, you know, and beautiful tomatoes. And granted, we're saying that, and obviously we're telling you, hey, we make mistakes. Our tomatoes don't look so hot this year. So maybe that's helpful. If you want to look at that, you can always go to my blog, azurefarm.com, or our platform, livehomegrown.com, and that has a lot of resources to help you. Let's help each other out. You know, if you've got thoughts on tomatoes, or like maybe a super secret of something that you've done that every year you're like, yes, my tomatoes are amazing every single year, let us know, because obviously we thought that, but we didn't do it, so they're not as amazing. But hey, we did start getting some yummy tomatoes, mostly this week, and they have been delicious. And
we tried to course correct, add some amendments, yeah, back, and they seem to be turning the corner.
Hopefully, right? Yeah. Turn around. So yeah, more tomatoes in our future, we sure hope, and hopefully in yours as well. And thank you for being a part, and send me all your tomato tips, because I would love to know what you do when you grow tomatoes. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.